What is the correct attitude one should have when one does actually go and visit a chayla, and one enters the chayla? What is the correct attitude one should have? Now, there is a work entitled A Medrash of Eliezer HaGadol, which is cited many times by the various Rishonim. And in this tava of Eliezer HaGadol, he instructs his son how to conduct himself lachar mitzasay, and a number of different mitzvahs and the correct attitude towards them. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol tells his son, "Bini avizah here in the mitzvah b'kechelam, be extremely careful how to do it." He goes forth with a few different details, and the last detail he gives him is, "One should be zah here likanes eitz lachelam b'simcha." One should come in to the chayla with an attitude of simcha, because eina v'liva yishal chayla, the eyes and the heart of the chayla looks towards those who come into him. A chayla is lying there in bed, he's down and out, perhaps he's a bit more optimistic in some cases, and someone comes to visit him. Now, if the person comes in with a very somber approach and looks at him and is overwhelmed by seeing the chayla in his position, the attitude reflects on his face. So when the chayla sees the face of the person coming into him, that can have a very counterproductive effect on the chayla. I've actually heard it from a number of people who've experienced illness firsthand. The people who came in sometimes to him, they themselves didn't think the situation was so serious, and they saw people's reactions, you know, it got them a bit down and out. You know, so one has to be extremely careful to come in with an attitude of simcha. Once you come in with a positive attitude and a joy, and it's not hard to be joyous, but at least in a positive frame of mind, and not to be too overwhelmed by what one sees, even if it is a serious situation, so as to keep on track with reinforcing the chayla's health and helping him recover. On the other hand, there's another point to keep in mind, that is, the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to the chayla, that one comes into the chayla, one should not sit on a chair or a bed right next to the chayla, because the shechina is found right above the bed of the chayla. Now, we said mentioned earlier, the shechina certainly is, present everywhere in the world, but it's more manifest at the bedside of a chayla. That being the case, in afkamina, as far as how one conducts himself with tefillah, the idea is one has to realize the shechina, one is face to face with the shechina, and one is by the chayla. Now, this exact halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says, at face value, is really not so relevant in our times. Shulchan Aruch is referring to a case where a scenario where the chayla was laying on the floor or in a low position. To sit on a regular chair would be towering over the chayla. It would be a lack of respect. If the shechina is there, to be towering over the shechina, so to speak, would be a sign of disrespect. Today, it's really not the case, and far and away, and it's rare to have such a case. And the chayla generally, first of all, hospital bed generally is pretty raised. Even if it wouldn't be the case, Chavetz Chaim is clear, it seems to be, from Chavetz Chaim's lashon, it seems to be that even if one is actually a bit higher than the chayla, we're not going to be medactic in such a case. We're talking about typically a scenario where there's a very large gap. One is much higher than the chayla. In most scenarios, not so relevant. However, the concept is very relevant. The concept is because Baruch is sitting there. When one conducts himself, one has to be aware that one is sitting right in the presence of the Shechina. It's not just like any other place in the world. Similarly, when one comes to a shul, there's a way one conducts himself. Other places of Shechina is present. One has to conduct himself in a different way. The manner in which one conducts, how he speaks, what he speaks, the whole demeanor one has in front of the Shechina takes on a more serious, if someone was sitting by a chayla and a reshiva would walk in and you're sitting next to this reshiva, people would conduct themselves differently. Now, so what ends up then is what emerges is a bit of a dichotomy. On one hand, we have this idea that one's supposed to be not that serious and not that somber in front of a chayla for his own well-being. On the other hand, one has to be serious because of the Shechina being there. Ultimately, each person has to find the balance of what one should do, but certainly if one is less serious because of the mitzvah, one is less serious because he feels the right thing to do to benefit the chayla, and the reason why he's lacking a degree of seriousness is not because of general lightheadedness, but because he feels that's instrumental in helping the chayla get better, I would imagine that would be okay.